Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones inside of Patriot territory. If you're listening live, you're listening on 96.5 FM or the AM dial, 630 on the AM dial, out of Spokane. Or you're listening to the live stream outside the wire in occupied territory. God bless you guys, and thank you for being out there. Thank you for your prayers of support, and thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you guys for taking a stand. It is just a blessing. Hey, get ready to mark your calendars. There is an event coming up in June at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds over in Idaho. And that will be in June. So more about that at the end of this segment. You're not going to want to miss it. So like I said, get ready with a pen and paper to write the information down. And I'll get you pointed in the right direction. Now, I like you guys, I'm just getting sick of talking about the communist Chinese virus and the lunacy, the lunatic response to it by supposedly educated adults that are in various positions within our government and positions of power. I mean, they have the power. They're exercising authority that they don't constitutionally have. Even these War Powers Acts, that there are these emergency acts that they're claiming, you know, according to this title such and such, depending on the various different states, the governor has the authority in an extreme emergency to save lives. Well, here's the thing. It is evident now we do not have an extreme emergency that exceeds anything else that is a cause of death. This is a power grab, just like I said a month ago, 2 months ago. This will go down in history as the largest power grab, the largest transfer of power to people who don't lawfully have that power, but they're taking it anyway. The largest transfer of power in human history. That's what we're watching before our eyes. Now, we have to keep talking about this because the thing that we've said is coming, this tyranny, this rising encroachment on our rights, our rights as human beings, constitutionally protected and enumerated. We knew that there has been the end game has always been to overthrow those American fundamental ideals, our heritage, and ultimately the rule of law, the Constitution, which is the cage that our government is supposed to be operating within. So, and this is at the state level, they're leading the way on the tyranny in many of the states across the United States. But at the federal level, the 116th Congress, in their second session, has entered a House resolution. This is a bill. On May 1st, H.R. 6666, and somebody sent this to me, it's H.R. 666, but it's H.R. 6666, to authorize the Secretary of Health and Human Services to award grants to eligible entities to conduct diagnostic testing for COVID-19 and related activities, such as contact tracing, through mobile health units, and as necessary, at individuals' residences, and for other purposes. Now there's talk of mandatory vaccines, mandatory. Now this is a federal bill, H.R. 6666, specifically dealing with contact tracing. There is a ton of money being dumped into this. I had a listener send a screenshot of a conversation with his friend who he had kind of kept at an arm's length distance, because the guy has always kind of seemed to lean toward big government type of mindset. Well, here's this screenshot of a conversation with his friend saying, hey, if I get this contract, I'll be having to hire a lot of people for, you know, COVID-19. And he said there's big money in it. So the dollar bills, the dollar signs are just, you can see them in people's eyes. Contact tracers are going to be getting paid very well. It reminds me of pre-World War II Nazi Germany. This is where I think that we are, 1936, 1937 Germany. Or you could go back further to the Bolshevik Revolution, where like the majority of the people who still had jobs worked for the government. Isn't it interesting, too, when all these businesses are going out of businesses, unemployment is just skyrocketed, our economy is teetering on the edge of a cliff, and we're all supposed to sacrifice because we're all in this together, but none of the government employees are being affected. In fact, now they want to hire more as contact tracers. And it's this has got my mind thinking here. Governor Inslee has been trying to lead the way, and it's been a state. Washington State has been a state of firsts, including with this COVID-19 or the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party virus. And what I mean by that is they had the first case, I believe, the first death. The first state to declare an emergency with one single death from a flu virus. One death, and he declares a state of emergency. Now, he's calling for a Washington, and I'll tell you what, these three governors, Washington State and Oregon with Kate Brown and Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Nuisance, Governor Nuisance in California, and Governor Inslee out of Olympia. These guys, it must be the salt water. Something's affecting their brains, but they are going full, no holds barred, power grab, tyranny, lock down the masses, and force it on them. Of course, they always say it's mandatory. I mean, it's voluntary, these contact tracers. It's voluntary. But it was also voluntary that people get on the train in Germany, right? Get in the cattle car. It's voluntary. But of course, if you don't volunteer to do it, then we will be, compelled to convince you to get on. It's only voluntary as long as you don't resist. If you resist, then they have to mandate it. And that's what Governor Inslee is talking about doing through contact tracers. So as part of Governor Jay Inslee's four-phase plan to reopen Washington following the coronavirus pandemic, I don't even know if you could you even call this a pandemic now? Does it meet the definition, the textbook definition of a pandemic? Any more than a flu? Do they call the flu, the standard flu every year? Do they call that a pandemic? I'm not sure. But restaurants are being provided 13 criteria to meet in order to reopen for dine-in services. This is in Washington State. So they have to provide a single-use menu. They have to provide hand sanitizers for customers and workers. Food condiments have to be single-use, little packets. Wonderful. They have to cap all table sizes to 5 diners, close all bar seating, because we know that's where coronavirus lives. It's, up at the bar. Only restaurants may only be 50% capacity, and no buffets or salad bars. You have to maintain, you have to maintain a 30-day running log of all customers, including their names, the time that they were present, and telephone/email contact information. So now to be able to go to a restaurant and sit down and eat, this is their plan. To give them your telephone number, your email, your name, and the time that you were present. Now, I know folks are already talking about, well, this sign is Barney Rubble, Fred Flintstone, I mean, Elvis Presley. There'll be a lot of those at first. But then what's going to happen is that they'll start fining or threatening restaurant owners with fines and violations for not verifying your identity. So, of course, they're going to comply, and we're just not going to be able to go to restaurants anymore. Or these other outlets. But see, let's get back to the contact tracers. This is the next generation of brown shirts. Remember the stories of the Jewish members of, like, in Warsaw, Poland, or in France, or anywhere in Europe? When the persecution started coming against the Jews, they had to register. They had to sign in. And remember when they started hauling them off to camps involuntarily? There were those among them, Jews among them, who volunteered. They got to have the little badge. They got the special little armband. They were helping to round up their fellow citizens in hopes of, well, they got paid very well. Hopefully, they would be exempt from having to get on the train. Well, as we learned, they were just the last ones to have to get on the train. So they either prolonged it or they were hoping to get out of it altogether. But the dollar signs, the dollars, and the power. Whenever everyone else is facing restrictions and you're exempt from restrictions. Now, a lot of these contact tracers are supposedly only supposed to be by telephone. That's what a lot of these contracts are saying. And of course, it's voluntary, but that's not what Governor Inslee is saying. And I have the documentation. It says it will be mandatory for you to comply with contact tracers. So you go to a restaurant, and I almost wonder, this is the conspiracy theory side of me, wondering if they're just opening stuff up to let people get out and start mingling again so that these contact tracers will have, I mean, they have 1,500 contact tracers in the state of Washington, more supposedly on the way, with the help, the assistance of the National Guard. And it reminded me how many times I took note of how many times Governor Inslee emphasized how appreciative he was of the National Guard's discipline and their willingness to follow orders. He specifically said, follow orders. What are these orders? These orders are to help support contact tracers. Now, they're going to start off using your phone, and they're going to use these ledgers for signing into restaurants. They're going to make it difficult for you. Your life will be difficult if you choose not to comply. You're just going to have to give up going to restaurants. Well, okay, I can give up going to restaurants. I mean, that's expensive anyway, and not a problem. Well, yesterday, Lady Liberty and I went to a North 40 to get some chicks. It's been a couple years since I've had chickens for years, but it's been a couple of years since I've had chickens, and we talked about this, and we said, you know what, let's start getting some chickens going. Let's get a dozen chickens. Something that, you know, I've always enjoyed anyway, and now with food shortages looming, you know, might not be a bad idea. So we go to North 40. Oh, you need to go back outside. Even though we open at 9, we only sell chickens at 10, and you have to get in the chicken line. So I had to really bite my tongue. I was just fuming. Both of us were just shaking our heads at the ridiculousness of this process they created just to get some little chicks. So we go back out to the separate chick line, and they're only letting like 4 people in at a time. And they give you a little card with a picture of a chicken on it. This was ridiculous. I'm like, I'm participating in this. I almost walked away. I'm not one to stand in lines. But this has been something we wanted to do. We're already there. Look, okay, so what? This takes 15 minutes of my life, and then it's going to be over and done, and we'll be on our way. But As the lady calls in, I have room for one more. This lady steps forward and her friend, this elderly friend, both of them with their masks on, walk through the door and the lady's like, you can't come in. Only one. Barking this order. So this is fascism, right? This is the control of populace and populations. Fascism technically is when a private entities do what a government wouldn't have the authority or power to do lawfully. But a private enterprise, they can make up their own rules. If you don't like it, shop somewhere else, right? So this is how they control the masses, is through private enterprise. And you know, you can't tell them they can or can't have any policy because, well, they're private enterprise. So you really can't, you really have no recourse other than just shop somewhere else. But the next place down the street's doing the same dumb thing, and they keep adding more and more of these policies. But this woman was, aggressive. You can't come in here. She points at the elderly lady who tried to come in with her friend when we have room for one more. Only one more can enter the store till you go and get your chickens. And this was interesting from an academic standpoint. I was interested in being there in that situation. Not that I had to stand in line, and I thought the whole thing was preposterous. But the value in the experience was observing firsthand the lunacy of our culture and what is happening before our eyes now. So now the stores and restaurants begin to open, more people begin mingling, and here comes the contact tracers to identify, oh, this person has COVID-19. Let's go back. Let's look at their telephone records. Let's look at all of the telephone numbers, the cell phones that have come within 6 feet of this person. So there's somebody you walk past in the aisle, you were standing next to in the checkout lane. You squeeze past them so you can grab a tomato plant while everyone else is standing in line. And one of them happens to have it, and you have your phone in your back pocket. So, you know, at some point, and people are already catching on, they're putting their phones in Faraday when they go to the store, or they leave it in the car, or they even leave it at home. But the penalty for this, if you, with these contact tracers now, if you, during this investigation, it's determined that you came within 6 feet of someone who may have it, you have to quarantine yourself and your family. Now, the question also came up with Governor Inslee over there in Washington. The question came up about, well, what if you have multiple people? What if you have multiple people in the household where some people have it, some people don't? Oh, and you have to quarantine yourself until you get your test results back. You cannot go to, oh, and if you don't comply voluntarily, you cannot go anywhere, even for essential services. Now, this is before even having a test result come back. And this is for a flu virus that we're seeing has 0.00, depending on the numbers that you're seeing. There's like a 0.003 or a 0.001 or 0.010 chance of you catching this. Now, it's extremely low, much less dying from it. So the numbers that we're seeing are not adding up with official numbers like the CDC, National Institute for Health and Disease Control, especially the World Health Organization. These people have absolutely zero credibility. The World Health Organization is tied directly to the Communist Party of China. And they're establishing policies that are resulting in the loss of our liberties for a flu virus that is no more dangerous than multiple other causes of death. This is a power grab and nothing more. And it doesn't matter what the World Health Organization says or the CDC says. They have zero credibility. All of their models are always wrong all of the time. And we're locking ourselves down. We're controlling people. And now we have a whole new career field called contact tracers. to go down the list and find out everyone this suspected COVID-19 has come within 6 feet from, and need to contact all of them and tell them to quarantine, isolate themselves. Now they have facilities set up in Washington State for those who will not voluntarily comply, or they will forcibly make you isolate, including removal of children or other members from your family to place them in isolation. And now there's a whole other set of job openings with Health and Human Services asking specifically for daycare workers to work for the government to take care of children who are in isolation. This is, I'll tell you what, a scary time. This is the time to cling to the Lord right now more than ever. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break late in the show, and to come back with just a couple minutes to wrap a couple things up. But the event, by the way, this segment is brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holster and magazine carrier needs. And they're made right here in the American Redoubt. The Liberate America Rally is at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds June 13th. Write this down. June 13th, Liberate America Rally. Several speakers there. This is going to be sponsored by the North Idaho Exposed. Speakers include Tom DeWeese, Joey Gibson from Patriot Prayer, Ammon Bundy, Representative Heather Scott, Representative Matt Shea, yours truly, John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt, Jacqueline Gallion, Renee Holliday, Lady Liberty, Rob Chase, Pastor Afshin Yakhtin, Ingrid Cassell, and Cornell Razor. Most of these names you've all heard of, plus Patriot musician Jordan Page is supposed to be there performing the music. But this is, they don't have a website that I've been able to find, but there's a YouTube video. And that's, go to YouTube and type in North Idaho Exposed, Liberate America. Type in North Idaho Exposed, Liberate America. Put it on your calendar. June 13th is when this is going to be taking place. This will be at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds, Patriot Territory in the Free Zones. Sponsored by North Idaho Exposed, the Liberate America Rally. You won't want to miss it. And the communists found out about it, and their heads are spinning like a top. So we need all the patriots there, front and center. All right, this is John Jacob Schmidt, segment one of Radio Free Redoubt. We'll be right back after this.
This is Chris Walsh of Revolutionary Realty in North Idaho. We've developed springs, installed solar and wind power, installed root cellars, solar hot water heaters, all documented on our website, free for public use. Our articles are fully documented, full-page photos and drawings detailing each endeavor. Take a look at our off-grid information on our website, www.revrealty.us. Again, that's www.revrealty.us. When you're looking for property in North Idaho, call a revolutionary, 208-667-1776.
Pope John Paul II taught a higher political authority should not interfere with a lower authority, but rather should support it in case of need. It is wrong for the state to do for people what they can do for themselves. As your Idaho State Senator, I will always promote freedom and opportunity, including religious liberty, health freedom, the right to life, Idaho right resources for Idaho jobs, lower taxes and regulations. I like my government small, my taxes low, my border strong, and my speech free. If you agree, vote Alex Barron, State Senate District 3. Find out more at alexanderbarron.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Alex Barron.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is segment two. It's going to be a short segment. We went long with segment one, but segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, Patriot-owned business right there on the St. Joe in St. Mary's, Idaho. Six fully furnished suites for your weekend getaway. Shake off some of that cabin fever and check them out. Riverfrontsuites.com. All right. Now, these are just amazing times, are they not? There's an article at The Last American Vagabond that I've had a couple of listeners send to me. So I'm going to just go through this real quick. And it's got a couple of minutes. I want to share some of this with you because it ties in with what we're talking about. It's very, very alarming, really, how fast America is changing and the globalists are accelerating their efforts. While the U.S. government and global health authorities debate how quickly they can roll out contact tracing surveillance programs and fast-track vaccines, Americans are left wondering and debating over whether the vaccination program for COVID-19 might end up being mandatory. Well, you can count on it. Everything else they're making is mandatory. The Last Vagabond was recently sent a meme below, which has been circulating the internet in recent days. The internet claims that someone's husband recently flew from Louisiana to Florida, where he was handed a mandatory quarantine form to fill out. According to the post, the man was essentially forced to sign if he wanted to exit the plane. The image then shows a screenshot of a document which states that individuals who violate the quarantine will be subject to a $500 fine or a 60-day jail sentence. Furthermore, the meme states that the state health officer and surgeon general can order any individual to be examined, tested, vaccinated, treated, isolated, or quarantined for COVID-19. And I have a copy of this meme that was sent here. So the Last American Vagabond, they ran this to ground. They did. They wanted to confirm to see if this was real. The document's called COVID-19 Department of Health Mandatory Self-Isolation Airport Travel. That's the name of this document, and it's real. It's actually on their website. It can be found on the official website of the Florida Airports Council. The form asks travelers to put their home address, a detailed description of the trip, and the names and birth dates to family members who traveled with the person filling out the form. At the bottom of the form, it states the following. I understand that any individual in my family who violates the self-isolation or self-quarantine by failing to remain within the confines of the address I provided for my stay in Florida for the mandatory length of time can be subject to prosecution under Sections 252. This goes into the up to 60 days imprisonment, a fine of not more than $500, or both. They're not talking about, this is not voluntary, this is mandated, and this is from one end of the country to the other. So anyway, we're going to be talking more about this. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We're out of time, folks. God bless you. Stay safe, stay free, and we'll talk to you then at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. This is John Jacob Schmidt. God bless.